Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Ujambo. Hello. How you doing? I trust that you had an enjoyable weekend. Today, Monday, second day of the week, first day of the work week. Today, blacks, BLAX, black, BLACK, radio, we're going to expound upon a black woman who changed the whole wide world with her tenacious defense of and backing of the power of the blacks, the black man. We're talking about Angela Yvonne Davis. Born January 26, 1944, Birmingham, Alabama. She became increasingly engaged in far-left politics, which is totally irrelevant. The woman grew up during the Black Power Movement. She growing up affiliated with the Panthers. She grew up with the knowledge of Sir Mr. James Brown. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Hey, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. She refused to succumb or submit to the will of the people who were in power, as they were consistently showing her that her and anybody look like her were not worthy of fair treatment. Now, this was in the 60s. 69, she was hired as an assistant at UCLA. But they fired her because of her affiliation. But, yeah, she went to Germany. She completed a doctorate at the University of Berlin. I like that. During the 80s, Davis was twice the Communist Party's candidate for vice president. Okay. Various awards, Soviet Union's Lenin Peace Prize. Now, she's still alive because she's a woman. It's amazing to me, you know, that I can see her and the things that she stood up for and the things that she stood against, but she's still here. But at the same time, none of the males that she was standing with are still here. One more time. I was not standing there, but I was born during that time, and I'm standing at this time, and I still have my same mind frame that I had then, and that was about the elevation of Peter Polish Gold and Hair the Wool of the Lamb, the Afro, the real Afro. Once again, it's like we as a people have to acknowledge our foreparents men and women who made it possible for us to be. Thanks to her, I, as a black man, am able to sit up here and speak upon and glorify a black woman who was all about her people. And because of her being all about her people, she went through a lot of things. But at the same time, one more time, she lives because she's a woman. One more time, they leave. Yeah, I ain't gonna say they, because they ain't got the power of life and death. Road of Gold has left her alive for those who wish to acknowledge what she did. But I see her, and I see the Black Panthers. I see her, and I see that beautiful afro. I see her. I see Emmanuel. I see her. I see Ave. One more time. The most important aspect is to acknowledge that Feet of Polished Gold and Head of a Lamb change the three W's, the whole wide world. Because of her, a gang of black women at that time was about emulating and imitating her. But, alas, she is but one woman, and she cannot overcome some of the things that Gold of Gold has allowed to happen. But, as I'm seeing, she was all about being a helpmate. No matter what, she never tried to be above. They gave her that feminist title and so on and so forth, but she never tried to be above black men. She wanted to be a part of the black movement. Say it loud, I'm black's black, and I'm proud. Miss, wait a minute. All I can say is Angela Davis. I'm not sure if she's married or not. I didn't really look that up. I don't believe she is. But anyway, another beautiful black's black helpmate who assisted black's black men in their journeys as they was seeking to elevate black people. One more time. She changed the three W's, the whole wide world. Asantisana, thank you very much. Moja, Kupenda, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani, Kutoka, Yu'u, peace from above.